AircheckDownloads.com.
Casey's Countdown. I'm Casey Kasem. Once a week on Casey's Countdown, and you know how your favorite songs are doing on the Adult Contemporary chart. Standing pat at number 9 on the AC chart this week is Billy Joel's tender song dedicated to his daughter. This is Lullaby. Good night, my angel.
Good night, my angel, time to...
Holding steady at number 9, that's Billy Joel with Lullaby, Good Night, My Angel, a song he'll sing live this week as his tour rolls through Michigan and upstate New York. Coming up, a Casey's Countdown Extra, the number 1 smash, The End of the Innocents. It's by a star from Texas, a millionaire many times over, who insists on growing his own vegetables. He says, quote, "You just can't buy good tomatoes anymore." At number 8 for the second week in a row, here's British singer-songwriter Rick Astley and The Ones You Love. From his CD, Body and Soul, that's Rick Astley and The Ones You Love. This week, the song stands pat at number 8. I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to a Casey's Countdown Extra. The number 1 smash, The End of the Innocents. It's by a superstar from Texas, a millionaire many times over, who insists on growing his own vegetables. He's Don Henley, and from the time Don was a small child, he was always around other people growing vegetables. You see, Don grew up in Linden, a small town in northeast Texas. For him, planting seeds and watching them grow is the most natural thing imaginable. And so even after moving to the big city of Los Angeles to pursue his career, Don kept on cultivating his own veggies. He grew them back when he was sharing an apartment with his bandmate and friend, Glenn Fry. And he grew them during the time he spent living in a spare bedroom in the home of fellow Texan Kenny Rogers. All throughout his career as one of the leaders of the Eagles, Don found spare moments to raise himself some lettuce and some radishes. And even now, as a successful solo star, Don can still be found in his garden on weekends. He says, quote, "My father was a farmer, and we always had a gigantic garden. The older I get, the more I appreciate what I learned from him. He taught me a lot about appreciating the earth, and I still plant a garden to keep up that value system. It keeps me in touch, and besides, you can't buy a really good tomato anymore, so I grow them." Of course, besides veggies, Don Henley also harvests hits, like this song that went all the way to number 1 on the Adult Contemporary chart in 1989. As a Casey's Countdown Extra, here's Don Henley with The End of the Innocents. From 1989, that's a Casey's Countdown Extra. Don Henley and his number 1 smash, The End of the Innocents. Who'll be number 1 this week? We're on our way to the answer as the survey rolls on.
Casey Counts Them Down. Casey's Countdown.
I'm Casey Kasem. These are the 25 hottest adult contemporary hits in the 50 states. And that includes the Empire State, birthplace of women's rights pioneer Susan B. Anthony, author Herman Melville, and poet Walt Whitman. It's also the birthplace of the band at number 7 this week. From the Empire State, New York, here's the band 10,000 Maniacs and Because the Night.
Take me now.
For the 3rd straight week, that's survey song number 7, Because the Night by 10,000 Maniacs. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Countdown. The smaller the numbers, the bigger the hits.
Number 6.
Also holding steady is the woman who recently won the Grammy for Best New Artist. This is Toni Braxton and Breathe Again. For the 4th week in a row, Toni Braxton is at number 6. That's her gold single, Breathe Again. Coming up on Casey's Countdown, a request and dedication from a teenager in Montana. He found out it doesn't matter how small your town is. When gangs move in, it's big trouble.
Casey counts them down. Counting them down with Casey Casey Kasem.
Across the USA and around the world, you can hear Casey's Countdown every week on great radio stations like Mix 102, playing an upbeat variety that makes you feel good. Louisville, Kentucky. Western Colorado's number one hit music station, Q93, Grand Junction, Colorado. 108 FM, HSB. Always a better song, Alpena, Michigan. And 95.9 KZBL, playing the light mix of today's hits and yesterday's favorites, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Now holding steady at number five, here's Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood with their MTV Unplugged version of Having a Party.
We're having a party.
For the fifth consecutive week, that's survey song number five, Having a Party by Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood. On Casey's Countdown, I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to our request and dedication. This letter's about gangs. It comes to us from a teenager in Montana named Eric, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, I live in a place where people of every race live. In the past year, we've seen gangs from New York and California move to our town and our crime rate go up. There have been murders, drive-by shootings, vandalism, graffiti, robberies, and people shooting out school windows. I've seen kids at my school looking up to these gangs and people saying they're in these gangs so others will think that they're cool. Well, now we have these out-of-town gangs and our little local gangs going at it to prove which gang and which race is better. Lately, our community has shown that we aren't going to put up with this by really clamping down. Personally, I don't want to be scared to walk down the street and wonder if I'll see tomorrow. I know this letter and my dedication aren't going to make it go away, but if it makes one gang member think about what he or she is doing to their community and to the younger kids, it'll help a lot. So, Casey, could you please play We Are the World in hopes that it'll help not only my community, but communities all over the world to see that we are the world, all of us, black, white, brown, everyone. Thank you, Eric. Eric, here's your request and dedication. We Are the World, a million-selling smash in 1985 for USA for Africa, and a request and dedication from Eric in Montana to remind us that we are all one people, regardless of our race. If you'd like to send us a request and dedication, here's the address. Casey's Countdown, P.O. Box 4373, Hollywood, California, 90078. That's Casey's Countdown, P.O. Box 4373, Hollywood, 90078. And the survey rolls on.
Casey counts them down. Casey's Countdown.
I'm Casey Kasem. Casey's Countdown originates in Hollywood. Spending a third big week at number four, here's Celine Dion and The Power of Love.
The whispers in the morning.
Holding steady at number four, that's Celine Dion and a song she'll sing live this week in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, The Power of Love. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Countdown. We're getting closer and closer to number one.
Number three.
Also standing pat is a superstar who'll celebrate her 24th birthday on Tuesday. This is Mariah Carey and Without You. For 3 weeks now, that's been survey song number three, Without You by Mariah Carey. Coming up, the very first song ever heard by a baby named Jesse. A song his father sang for him in the delivery room. This week, that song sung by Jesse's dad is the number one adult contemporary hit in the USA.
Casey counts them down. Casey's Countdown.
I'm Casey Kasem, and before we hear the two biggest adult contemporary hits in the land, let's take a moment to check out the tops of the other charts. At number one on the country chart, No Doubt About It by Neil McCoy. At number one on the R&B chart, Bump and Grind by R. Kelly. And at number one on the pop chart, The Sign by Ace of Base. Now holding steady at number two is a former number one here on the adult contemporary chart, Every Day by Phil Collins. For the fourth week in a row, that survey song number two, Every Day by Phil Collins. And that means we're up to the number one adult contemporary song in the USA on Casey's Countdown. And it's the very first song ever heard by a baby named Jesse, a song his father sang for him in the delivery room. It was back on January 4th that the man who sings this week's number one and his wife Cynthia
had their third child. The proud father had been in the delivery room when their sons Brandon and Lucas arrived, and he had every intention of being there for the brand new addition to their family. You see, even though this singer-songwriter from Chicago has a very busy professional life, he always makes it a point to be as involved as possible with his family. During his wife's pregnancy, he wrote and recorded a song for her and the new baby, a song about all the love that he was feeling and about how the bonds of love make life worthwhile. As the day of birth grew near, he decided that that message of love and concern for his wife and family was something his newborn child should hear. Not someday, but on the very first day of his life. So on that happy day back in January, as soon as 8-pound Jesse Marks was comfortably nestled in his mother's arms, Dad turned on a tape machine that he'd set up in the delivery room, and he played the soothing tones of the tender love song he wrote that became the first song his son Jesse ever heard. The very same song that for the fourth week in a row is the biggest adult contemporary hit in the land. The number one song in the USA on Casey's Countdown is Now and Forever by proud father Richard Marks. There it is, the number one adult contemporary song in the USA on Casey's Countdown for the fourth consecutive week. Now and Forever by Richard Marks. And there you have them, the 25 most popular songs on this week's National AC Chart, according to Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. Casey's Countdown comes to you every week from Hollywood. If you have a request and dedication or a question for us, write to Casey's Countdown, P.O. Box 4373, Hollywood, California, 90078. This program's a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Merrill Schindler, Bill Strong, Ben Harris, and Gonzalo Venecia. Production and engineering by Ron Harris with Michael Cooper, Steve Thrapp, Mike Williams, Jamie Osborne, Tracy Thompson, Jim Brem, and Jeff Kowalczyk. Executive producer Norm Pattis. My name's Casey Kasem. Until next week, when once again we'll count down the biggest AC hits in the land, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your dial tuned right where it is.
Casey's Countdown is brought to you on the Westwood One Radio Networks by Prego Spaghetti Sauce. Homemade taste, it's in there. By AT&T, we help put your world within reach. By Cineburst Gum with outrageous flavor crystals, may not be suitable for adults. And by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Remember, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. Some of the music on Casey's Countdown comes from TM Century Hit Discs.
Aircheckdownloads.com.